This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Infectious disease experts are urging Coloradans to get a flu shot this fall since there's potential for a bad season. Many pandemic measures like wearing masks helped limit the spread of flu in prior years, but they're no longer in place. Dr. Michelle Barron is an infectious disease physician at UC Health. She says people also have less immunity to flu than normal.
Now that the world is functioning like it used to, the respiratory viruses are back in sync. And so flu is what I worry about the most, but it wouldn't surprise me if we see more cold viruses as well.
Barron says a flu shot lessens the chance that an infection leads to hospitalization. 2022 is officially the deadliest year for people on Colorado's lakes, rivers, and streams. CPR's Paolo Shalceda reports.
37 people have drowned in state bodies of water this year, according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. That surpasses the 34 water-related deaths tallied in 2020. The most recent death came Saturday, when park rangers at Grand Junction's Corn Lake recovered the body of a paddleboarder. Officials say most victims die after falling into water without a mandatory life jacket. Some state parks, like Lake Pueblo, have free loaner programs for those who need a life jacket. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
They expect delays on RTD's A-Line train to Denver International Airport later this week. RTD crews are making repairs to overhead electric lines and other equipment tomorrow and Wednesday. Several stations will only be served by buses, which will add to travel time. The A-Line should be back to normal Thursday. Sunny and warm in Denver this afternoon, but it'll cool down tonight, lows in the 50s. This is CPR News.